请弟兄姊妹们翻到旧约出埃及记十二章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to Exodus in Old Testament, chapter 12.
对不起，我们先读创世记四十七章。
Excuse me, we will first read Exodus 47 first. Genesis 47, please.
创世记四十七章十一节。
Genesis 47, verse 11.
约瑟遵着法老的命，把埃及国最好的地，就是南塞境内的地，给他父亲和他弟兄居住，作为产业。
So Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had ordered.
这里是告诉我们，当雅各带着他全家下埃及以后，法老把埃及国中最好的地，就是南塞那个地方呢，赐给他们，让他们全家住在那里。
It tells us that after Jacob took all his household out of land of Canaan and went to Egypt, Pharaoh gave the very best land in all Egypt to the whole household of Jacob, so they could live there.
好，我们再翻到出埃及记第十二章。
Now Exodus 12.
三十七节。
Verse
37到42节。以色列人从南塞起行往苏哥去，除了妇人孩子步行的男人约有60万。
Now the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from children.
又有许多闲杂人，并有羊群牛群和他们一同上去。
A mixed multitude also went up with them, along with flocks and herds, a very large number of livestock.
他们用埃及带出来生面烤成无酵饼，这生面也没有发起，因为他们被催逼离开埃及，不能单言，也没有为自己预备什么食物。
They baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not become leavened.Since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves.
以色列人住在埃及共有430年。
40 Exodus 12. Now the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years.
正满了430年，那一天耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
And at the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
It is a night to be observed for the Lord, for having brought them out from the land of Egypt.This night is for the Lord, to be observed by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations.
我们再翻到十三章二十节到二十二节。
Chapter 13, verses 20 to 22.
他们从苏哥起行，在旷野边的以堂安营。
Then they set out from Succoth and camped in Etham on the edge of the wilderness.
日间，耶和华在云中。领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light that they might travel by day and night.
日间营柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night.From before the people.
我想我们再读新约一节圣经好了。提摩，哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第六节头一句话就可以。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, for the very first half of the verse.
这些事都是我们的见解。
Now these things happened as examples for us.
这就是说，这些讲到以色列百姓在他们在旷野的这些事情呢，都是我们的见解。
Other things regarding all the events in the wilderness are used as examples for us.
这个见解呢，头一个意思呢是说对，都是用警戒。
The first meaning of being examples is admonition.
就是说他们的经历呢是成为我们一种警戒。
So their experience will become our admonitions.
那第二个意思呢，就是说这些事是我们的一个表记，是我们一种大比圣经把它翻作 type 一个表记。
The second meaning of examples as translated in the Darby's Bible version are actually types for us.
或是说一种样本，那个King James的圣经翻成样本 example.
Or as King James translation says, they are the samples.
就说他们所经历所遭遇的，我们也和他们一样。
So whatever they have experienced is the same experiences that we will experience.
好，请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们愿意早晨这一点时间能够恭敬交托在主的手中。
Lord, we thank you that we want to commit this short time of this morning reverently into your hand.
对，每次我们能够在这里能与你相会，我们心是充满了欢喜快乐。
Because every time as we're able to meet with you here, our hearts simply rejoice and are glad.
我们也真是渴望在这一点的时间里面，你能够向我们说话。
We desire that you speak to us in this short period of time.
在圣灵里面向我们说话。
Speak to us in the Holy Spirit.
也叫我们真是在灵的里面也能听见你的话，听见你的声音。
So that in the Spirit we could also hear your voice, hear your word.
好，叫你的话真是能成我们心中的一个激励，也能成我们一个鼓励往前走。
So that your word will become the encouragement and the spur in our heart to move us forward.
叫我们能够在走在你所命定所喜悦的道路上。
So we will walk in the way which is pleasing to you, which is destined by you.
因此，早晨这一点时间，我们是在仰望你，施恩怜悯我们。
O Lord, therefore we just pray that this morning you will be gracious and merciful to us.
好，叫我们一同在你面前蒙受恩典，一同被你建造。
All us will receive your blessings and will be built up by you.
叫你的心意能够越过越成就在你的百姓当中。
So that your will be carried out in your people's heart as day goes by.
我们这样祷告仰望都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We just pray and wait on you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，早晨的愿和弟兄姊妹继续再来看以色列百姓的一点的历史。
Now this morning I would like to share with you again on some of the Israelites' history.
我们说到创世纪十二章乃是圣经中的一个大章。
We mentioned that Exodus chapter 12 is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible.
因为出埃及记十二章呢，是记载以色列百姓历史当中的一个大的一个转捩点。
Because it records a very great turning point of Israelites' history.
因为神借着羔羊的血在那里保存了他们长子的生命。
Because through the blood of the Lamb, the Lord has kept their firstborns.
神在那里也击杀了埃及人所有的，不论是人是牲畜，一切的头生的。
God has struck all the firstborn in Egypt, whether it is the firstborn of man or firstborn of beast.
神在那里吩咐他们要改换年日。
And there the Lord told them to change the days and months.
以正月为一年，以本月为正月一年之首。
They will use that month as the very beginning of the whole year.
所以那是以色列人新的年日的一个开始。
So that's the new beginning of Israelites' years and days.
而那一个晚上，当神他们行审判的时候
，And on that very night when the Lord was executing His judgment.
圣经称那个夜呢是耶和华的夜。
The Bible tells us that that's the night of the Lord.
对了，以色列百姓来说，那是一个拯救的一个夜晚。
To Israelites, that's a night of salvation.
因为他们是从那个夜晚离开了埃及。
Because it is on that night that they left Egypt.
而在那里，我们看见他们在守逾越节，被称为耶和华的逾越节。
And there they observe the Passover, and it's called the Passover of the Lord.
因为这是一个属神的一个日子。
Because this day belonged to God.
他们要世世代代纪念这个日子。
And throughout their generations, they will commemorate this day.
成为一个永远的定例。
And they will become a perennial ordinance.
而当他们要出埃及的时候，神称他们为耶和华军队。
And when they were about to leave Egypt, God called them the hosts of the Lord.
因为当他们出去的时候，那是在是一个属灵的一个征战。
Because as they went out of Egypt, that was actually spiritual warfare.
神告诉我们说，他们是要经过那大而可怕的旷野。
The Bible tells us that they would go through that awesome and great wilderness.
因为在那里有火蛇，有蝎子，那是一条不容易的一个道路。
Because it's a difficult way.Filled with fiery snakes and scorpions.
因为那条道路充满许多危险。
So that path is full of dangers.
并且等到他们进到迦南地以后，他们还要在那里赶出迦南的妻子，才能得那一块应许地。
And after they enter the Canaan, they have to drive out the seven tribes of that land in order to possess the land.
所以神称这一般要出埃及的人，百姓的称他们为耶和华军队，因为他们面临一个。
So God called all these people as the army of the Lord because they were about to face all kinds of battles.
到新约，使徒保罗就告诉我们说。
And also in New Testament, Apostle Paul tells us.
因为以色列百姓这些事情是我们一种样本。
That all things that happened to Israelites are actually the symbol for us.
因为他们所经历的一切，就是我们新约。教会基督徒的一个经历
Because whatever they had experienced will become the experience in New Testament for the whole church.
说当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们吃了逾越节的羔羊，主耶稣基督成了我们生命。
After we are saved by grace, after we ate the Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ has become our own personal experience.
我们也是从黑夜里面出来。
We also come out from the darkness.
我们从黑夜归向光明。
Now we are returning to the light.
因为审判已经过去了，因为主耶稣基督的宝血保护了我们。
Because the judgment has passed and the Lord Jesus Christ's precious blood has preserved us.
而当神拯救我们，把我们从世界里面拯救呼召出来的时候
When God called us out of this world, when He has redeemed us,
保罗写信给提摩太，告诉他说，我们都是蒙召出来当兵的人。
And Paul wrote to Timothy saying that we are all called to be soldiers.
我们不仅蒙召做圣徒。
Not only are we called to be saints,
我们更是蒙召要成为一个基督的一个精兵。
But we are also called to become Jesus' soldiers.
因为当我们开始过基督生活的时候，我们开始进行一场属灵的一个征战。
Ever since we start our Christian journey, we are engaged in a spiritual warfare.
而这个征战不是以属血气的人征战，而是以空中属恶者那个恶魔来征战。
We are not struggling against flesh and blood, but we are struggling against the wicked spirit in the heavenly places.
也是以我们自己里面肉体的情欲的一种征战。
We're also wrestling against our flesh.
所以，对一个认真的基督徒来说呢
？So for a very serious Christian,
要过一个好的属灵生活，过一个得胜生活，是一个不容易的事情。
For him to lead a very victorious and good spiritual life is not an easy thing.
因为我们今天所处的这个世界呢，是在握在恶者的手下。
Because all the world that we are in today is held under the sway of the devil.
因为他用各种环境、各种事来引诱、试探我们。
He will attempt us. He will try us with all kinds of events and circumstances.
让我们不能好好走这个属灵的道路。
So that we won't be able to walk sensibly.In the spiritual way.
一面在我们里面那个还在的那个亚当那个己的生命，也要常常让我们体贴自己。
Because this Adam's life, this self life, also encourages us to be sympathetic with our own self.
不叫我们体贴神的心意。
It does not want us to go after God's mind.
所以我们看见基督徒生活实在是一个属灵征战的一个生活。
So we see Christian's life is actually a life of warfare.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们出埃及以后，他们怎样才能进到迦南神所应许的美地呢
？Now let's consider after Israelites left Egypt, how could they enter the land of Beulah, the promised land.
他们必须要经过旷野这一段的路程。
They had to go through this way of wilderness.
他们经过旷野以后，他们才能进到那个迦南地。
They have to go through this wilderness first, then enter into the land of Canaan.
希伯来书第四章告诉我们说，原来那个迦南地就是讲到神的安息。
Now in Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us that the land of Canaan actually speaks of the rest in God.
那个安息就是讲了主耶稣基督来说的。
That rest speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以基督徒在这个地上行走的时候，我们也是要进到那个安息的里面。
So as Christians walk in this world, we strive to enter into that rest.
我们怎样，我们就要学习卸下自己的工作。
Then we have to learn to let go of our own work.
我们要放下自己，我们要信靠主，然后竭力进到那个迦南，进到安息的里面。
Let go of ourselves, let go of ourselves, and strive to enter into that land of Canaan.
以色列百姓他们经过旷野以后，他们才要进到迦南这一块，神称它是一个丰富的一个丰富之地。
Israelites had to go through the wilderness first, then enter in this land of Canaan, the land of abundance.
所以基督徒属灵的生活也是一样，经过许多征战，胜过肉体情欲许多的享受，我们才会享受基督成为我们里面的丰富。
So Christians' life also is the same way. We have to overcome all the desires, passions of our flesh. Then we can enter into the fullness, abundance of Christ.
那是一个牛奶一蜜，那是一个供应满足我们这个地方。
That's the land that will provide for us satisfactory, the land flowing with milk and honey.
而这个迦南也是讲到将来那个荣耀的国度。
Canaan also alludes to the glorious kingdom to come.
所以使徒保罗也告诉我们说，我们要进到神的国，必须要经过许多的艰难。
So Apostle Paul also advises us that to enter in the kingdom of God, we have to first go through many afflictions.
因为天国是努力的人才能够进去。
Because the kingdom of heaven can only be held up by those who violently enter it.
所以我们看到以色列百姓他们怎样才能进到迦南地呢？他们必须经过旷野这一段许多的征战。
So we see how can all the Israelites enter this land of Canaan, land of fullness? They have to go through this land of wilderness and through many struggles and warfare.
所以同样在新约基础也是一样，我们要经过许多属灵的征战，克服许多的艰难，克服自己的肉体情欲。
So by the same token, in New Testament, we also have to go through many afflictions, many of the warfares, and overcoming ourselves.
我们才能够有真正的一个安息。
In order to have this real rest.
我们才能享受基督实在是我们的满足。
So that we could truly enjoy Christ as our own satisfaction.
我们才能够有份于将来那荣耀的国度。
So that we could be partakers of the kingdom of the glory to come.
但是我们看很可惜，我们看以色列百姓他们在旷野失败了。
But it's quite a shame we see that Israelites failed in desert.
他们因着不信的缘故，他们倒闭在旷野。
And because of their unbelief, they all fell in the wilderness.
他们不过是仅仅得救的一般人。
They were people who were merely saved.
他们没有达到神拯救他们的一个目的。
They did not reach the very goal that God had saved them for.
只有第二代的那些百姓，他们才能进到迦南地。
Only the second generation actually went in the land of Canaan.
这第二代乃是代表一般百姓，他们经过旷野，经过试炼，他们克服胜过肉体许多的情欲，他们能够进到那个迦南地。
The second generation represents those who through many difficulties overcoming their selves, making all kinds of wars, actually entering into the land of Canaan.
那是代表那些胜过世界肉体情欲的人，他们才有份于主耶稣基督。
They represent all those who have overcome the passion and desires of the flesh, so they are now our partakers of Christ himself.
他们将来才能享受主耶稣基督那永远的荣耀。
And also in the age to come, they will enjoy all the Christ's glory.
这是神拯救的那个目的。
And this is the very purpose for God to save man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要像使徒 的话说，我们要竭力进到神那永远的安息的里面。
Therefore, we should be like what Apostle Paul says, that we will diligently strive for entering into the rest of God.
我们要竭力努力追求得着在耶稣基督里从上头来要得的那个奖赏。
And also press on to receive the upward call of Christ, of God in Jesus Christ.
我们需要好好来走这条地上属灵的道路。
We have to walk in this earthly journey very sensibly.
我们要经过这可怕大可怕的旷野打那美好的仗。
And we have to go through this awesome, dreadful wilderness to wage the good warfare.
最终我们才会进到基督那个永远的荣耀里面。
And in the end, we will enter into Christ's glory.
所以我们要早晨，我们愿意从以色列百姓出埃及以后几个的经历里面，看到底我们今天在地上该如何走这条道路。
So this morning we will fellowship on the experiences how Israelites after they left Egypt went through in the wilderness. So in order that we could learn from them.
我们刚说过，他们的经历就是我们的经历。
I just mentioned that their experiences are our experiences.
民数记三十三章那里记载说，他们经过了四十二个站。
In number 33, we read that they have gone through 42 stops in the wilderness.
有一些读圣经的人对他们对这些数字很有研究。
Some students of the Bible really study these numbers well.
他们说42就是7乘以6。
Now 42 is a product of 7 times 6.
7是代表一个完全。
And 7 represents completion.
六呢是代表受造的人。
Six represents the created being.
所以四十二呢是代表一般经过一个完全的试炼，脱去完全的肉体的人的一种经历。
So 42 represents the experience of a man who has gone through the complete trials and who has completely rolled off himself.
所以神带以色列百姓经过四十二站，乃是叫他们经过各种的试炼。经历各种完全的试炼以后呢，他们能完全脱下自己。
So God has led them through 42 stops. After they have been through complete trials, then they are able to rid off their very own self.
然后他们最后能够进到迦南地。
And in the end, they would enter into the pleasant land of Canaan.
所以神带领他们经过每一个站。
So God has led them through every single stop.
有时候安营，有时候起行。
Sometimes they encamped, sometimes they would set out.
每一个站都是说到一种属灵的经历。
So every stop speaks of the spiritual experience.
都是说到一种属灵的学习。
It speaks of the spiritual exercise.
目的呢是要炼尽他们那个天然的生命。
In order to purge their natural life.
也要叫他们认识这立业的神是一个信实的神。
So they would know that this God who covenants with them is a faithful God.
弟兄姊妹，这也是说到我们今天在地上的路程。
Brothers and sisters, this also alludes to our earthly journey here.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，神带领我们经过许多环境。
After we are saved by grace, God would lead us through all kinds of circumstances.
神让我们遭遇许多的事情。
He would allow us to encounter so many matters.
正如神带以色列百姓，有时候他们来到一个马拿那个地方。
Just as the Lord would lead Israelites to go to the place called Manna.
那里的水是苦的，不能喝。
And there, the water was bitter.
有一些难处。
The water is not drinkable, so they would encounter certain difficulties.
有时候要把他们带到以琳那个地方。
Sometimes God will lead them to Elim.
那里有十二股的水泉，又有七十棵棕树。
There they would have 12 springs of fountains and also 70 palm trees.
那实在是个美好的环境。
It's a wonderful place.
但是神只有一个目的。
But God only has one purpose.
不管遇到艰难，遇到一个顺利的环境。
For all this, that is, whether the conditions are smooth or going well,
还是让他们在那里有一种属灵的学习和认识。
God still wants them to have some spiritual learning there.
叫他们知道神拯救的目的是为了什么。
God wants them to know what's the purpose that He has saved them.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章也告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 8, we also read,
他说万事互相效力，乃是叫爱神人得益处。
That all things work together are for those who love God.
不管我们遭遇到是好的，是不好的，是顺利的，是不顺利的。
Whether we encounter good or bad things, smooth or adverse situations,
都是要叫那些爱神人得属灵上的益处。
This is also to benefit those who love the Lord.
什么益处呢？什么目的呢？
Now, for what purpose and what for what goal?
就是最终要把他磨成神儿子的模样。
And in the end, they will all be conformed to the image of his son.
因着这样荣耀的目的，神呼召拯救人。
It is for this glorious purpose that God would call and God would save people.
把那些招来的人称他们为义。
And those whom he called, them he would justify.
最后要叫他们得荣耀。
In the end, he would glorify them.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is God's purpose for his salvation.
神带领我们一步一步往前走，经历各样的事情。
And God will lead us on step by step, experience all kinds of things,
就像带领以色列百姓一样。
Just as he led all the Israelites,
只有目的要把他们带到迦南地。
With only one purpose, that is to lead them into the pleasant land of Canaan.
神只有个目的要把我们带到基督的里面。
And God only has this one purpose, that is to lead us into Christ.
这是以色列出埃及的这些历史，就成为我们今天在地上学习的一个功课。
Therefore, all the experiences of Israelites are our lessons to learn today as we walk in this world.
那早晨我们愿意从他们一开始走入的三个地方，我们来看到底这些对我们有什么属灵上的学习。
Now this morning, we would like to see what experiences are lessons that we have to master from looking at the first three stops that Israelites went through.
我个人在读的时候，个人有点领会，好像这三个地方呢，似乎好像只不过是个引言而已。
Now, I personally have this understanding that all these three places are used as a prologue.
南塞、苏哥、以堂这三个地方。
Ramsey, Succoth, and Etham.
好像神借这个三个地方让他们看见要开始走这条道路的时候，头一个地方你需要离开的是什么。
God is showing them as they're about to set out their journey, what's the first place they have to go?
而你走这条道路，这条道路应该是怎样一种生活的态度。
And what kind of manners of life they should conduct themselves as they walk in this way.
而在这个一条道路上呢，是有神在那里成为你们引导，成为你们保护。
And also in their path, God is their guidance. God is their protection.
我想这个就是讲到我们一生开始的基督徒一开始要走基督道路的时候，最基本的认识和学习。
This is also our basic understanding and very basic lesson that we have to know as we set out our spiritual journey.
头一个，我们刚读到说，他们离开的时候呢，是从南塞那里开始起行。
First, we learn that as they set out their journey, they started from Ramsey.
在创世纪那里告诉我们说，南塞这个地方是以色列百姓进到埃及的地方住的一个所在。
And in Genesis we read that Ramses is the place where Israelites stayed in Egypt.
法老因着约瑟的缘故恩待雅各一家的人。
Now Pharaoh showed great favor to the whole household of Jacob because Joseph.
把埃及最美好的那块地呢赐给他们住。
So he gave them the very best land there.
我们知道法老的两座寄货城，有一座也是盖在南塞这个地方。
We know Pharaoh had two storage houses. One of them was built at Ramses.
所以可见南塞这个地方实在是埃及最美好，可以说成为一个黄金地带。
So we could see that Ramses is the very best, most wonderful, the very top place in Egypt.
最丰富的一个所在。
The most, the best land of all abundance.
以色列他们开始要离开埃及的时候，乃是从这里起行。
And Israelites, as they were about to leave Egypt, they started from Ramses.
他们必须要离开南塞这个地方。
They had to leave this place.
所以南塞在属灵意表上，我们可以说那是代表世界上一个最好的一个所在，世界的财富。
Now, so Ramses spiritually is a type of the very best, the most abundant place in the world.
叫人最能享受满足的一个地方。
That would give you the best satisfaction.
对埃及来说，埃及人来说，那是一块美地。
To the Egyptians, that's a land of Beulah.
但是神在那里也有个另外一个应许。
However, God also had a promise there.
神要带领他们进到另外一个美地里面。
God will lead them into another pleasant land of beauty.
神说我要带领你们进到那个美地。
God says, I will lead you into the pleasant land.
那里有河，那里有泉，那里有源。
With rivers, with fountains, with springs.
那里有谷水从那个山里面流出来。
With water flowing out of the valleys.
那里有小麦、大麦，有葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树。
With wheat, with barley, and also with vines, pomegranates, and also kind of fruit trees.
那里是牛奶一蜜之地，那里是一无所缺。
The land flowing with milk and honey, and the land lacks nothing.
所以我们看见在那里好像有两块的美地做一个比较，做一个对比。
We see two excellent lands here as a contrast to each other.
那个美地呢，是对着世界埃及人来说，那实在是个美好的一个地方。
This first pleasant land is a wonderful place to all the Egyptians.
但是对着神的百姓来说，神告诉他们说，还有一块美地。
But as to God's people, God's telling them there is another excellent land.
所以南塞呢，是代表一个属地的一个美好。
So Ramses simply represents the wonderfulness of earthly things.
迦南是代表要属天的一个美好。
And Canaan represents the heavenly pleasantry.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，神把这块美地摆在我们面前。
So after we're saved by grace, God has presented this excellent land before us.
他要我们离开地上人看为美好的一切事物。
God wants us to leave anything that the world deems wonderful.
要叫我们离开南塞，不受那个地方的影响。
We shall leave Ramses and not being impacted by it.
但是我们看见今天多少神的儿女仍然在南塞这个地方。
But as we see today, so many of God's children are still in the land of Ramses.
他们仍然在那里，好像为法老盖那个积货城。
As though they are still building the storage houses for Pharaoh.
为自己在那边积攒钱财。
They are laying up all the treasures for themselves.
以至于无法前往神所应许那个迦美地，走这条属天的道路。
Being able to walk in this heavenly journey and going toward the very land of beauty.
这就是主耶稣讲到撒种的比喻里面所告诉我们。
And this is what the Lord Jesus says in his parable of the sowers.
有一种种子呢，是撒在荆棘的里面。
Now one of the seeds is being scattered among thorns.
结果这个种子呢，为什么不能够结实？
Why is this seed is not able to bring out fruit?
因着许多世上的忧虑，钱财迷惑。
It is because of the worries of the world and the deception of the riches.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我蒙恩得救以后，头一个地方要离开是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, after we're saved by grace, what is the very first place we have to leave behind?
就是南塞。
And that is Ramses.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个世界许多事吸引人的心。
Brothers and sisters, we know that in this world there are so many things that would attract your heart. So God's children have to be delivered from all these things that people deemed wonderful. So they will not be held bondage by all these. And then they'll be able to walk in this spiritual journey.
我们看见今天许多神儿女，他们可能有很好，也很热心，好像也在那边追求主。
Now, as we look at today's God's children, it seems that they're very zealous and they're pursuing after the Lord.
好像在那边有很多的服侍。
As though they're involved in so many.
但是我们发觉他们好像没办法在那个道路上经历学习更多的功课。
But we realize that they are not able to master further lessons as they walk in their way.
好像他们没有办法一站一站往前走，在那有许多属灵的经历。
As though they're not able to move from one stop to the next to experience all the spiritual experiences.
因为他们仍然在南塞这个地方。
Because they continue to stay in Ramses.
特别在钱财上迷惑，把他们困住了。
Especially in reference to the deception of the riches, they are simply being trapped there.
以致他们没有办法进到更深的一个经历里面。
So they're not able to enter into a deeper experience.
对属灵的认识要更多的认识。
to have a deeper understanding of the spiritual matter.
并且也没有那个安息。
Nor would they hold this rest.
只为了今生许多事物上面忧虑愁烦。
They grieve their, they worry about so many this world things.
所以以色列百姓他们头一个要离开的就是南塞。
So the very first place that Israelites have to leave is Ramses.
只有他们离开南塞，他们才能够继续进到第二个地方。
Only when they have left this place, then they will be able to enter, the second stop.
他们在那里才有进一步的学习和认识。
And then they will be able to have a further understanding and learning from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹需要从这个南塞里面离开。
So brothers and sisters, let's all leave this land of Ramsey.
但是我们很可惜，我们看见今天许多神儿女，他就一直被困在南塞里面。
But it's quite a shame. We see so many of God's children today are simply being trapped there.
的确，世界好像也给我们许多好处，
yeah,
美好的东西。
The world has, been given to us so many wonderful, pleasant things.
人好像在其中也是有一些享受。
As though we also have certain enjoyment here.
不然，以色列百姓他们在旷野遇到难处的时候，他们不会想到埃及给他们一些好处。
Now, otherwise, the Israelites would not, remember all the goods from Egypt whenever they encounter problems in the wilderness.
可见他们在那里虽然是奴隶，是在那边受苦。
So we see that even though they were suffering in Egypt as slaves,
但的确他们在那里还是有点享受。
But still, they had a certain measure of their enjoyment.
我们看今天在地上，我们世界上生活是不是也是这样子？
Isn't that so in reference to the world we're living in now?
我们感受里面觉得好像今天这个世界很多愁苦劳烦，好像许多压力在我们身上。
Although we do feel that all the pressure, afflictions, sorrows.Being placed upon us in this world.
但是我有时候想想也是还是不错，还是有一些满足，有一些享受，有一些喜乐在其中。
Then upon second thought, we think, well, this world isn't that bad. We still have some pleasures. We still have some enjoyment.
也没有那么不好。
It's really not that bad.
弟兄姊妹，这就是南塞的光景。
Brother and sister, this is exactly the conditions in Ramsey.
我们看今天许多神的儿女，他们就在这个财务祸了里面受了捆绑不得自由。
So we see all, many of God's children are being held bondage in this deception of the riches, couldn't get out.
有时候我们实在不太愿意讲到财务的奉献。
Now I really hate to mention this matter of financial contribution offering.
我想年轻的弟兄姊妹，你在大学读书的时候说刚出来做事，我想这一点实在需要有好的一个学习。
I would like all the young people when you just got out of colleges in this very matter, I would hope that you would have certain practice.
若是一开头没有好好学习的话，以后路很难走。
If you have not mastered the lesson in the very beginning, it's going to be very hard for you to walk in your journey.
或是说根本没办法走属灵的路。
Or to say it more frankly, simply cannot walk
in your
spiritual path. 你不肯走到
下一站继续往前走。
You'll never be able to go to the next stop and move on further.
你不可能有更多属灵的经历。
Neither will you have many more spiritual experiences.
记得我在大学读书的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
每个月家里给我的生活费。
Every month, I would receive some living expenses from my home.
每次我拿到生活费以后，十分之一就马上拿出来。
And every time after I receive these living expenses, I would right away tithe.
这是我做学生的时候就开始学习的功课。
This is the lesson I was learning ever since I was a student.
没有人教导我。
Nobody ever taught me.
因为这生命里面自然有一种认识和学习。
Because this is, it seems to be a natural understanding, natural learning from my life.
当然，属灵事情上需要很多人的教导帮助。
Yes, we do need a lot of help, teaching spiritually.
但是希伯来书第八章也告诉我们另外一方面。
But also in Hebrews chapter 8, it also tells us something else.
生命的立杖里面，生命的立杖里面。
This law of life is within us.
不需要人教导的。
We don't need anybody to teach us.
从大到小，个个都能认识主。
From great to the least, everyone would know the Lord.
因为这是一个生命。
Because this is life.
这不是一个道理，不是人的教导。
It's not a doctrine only. It's not a teaching from man.
所以弟兄姊妹，人若没有从这个财务里面蒙到神的拯救。
So brothers and sisters, if you are not being saved from your riches.
人可以在外面很多热心服事追求。
Then you could zealously outwardly pursuing after the Lord.
但仍然在南塞这个地方。
But you continue to stay in the stop at
Ramses. 你不可能进到苏哥里面。
It's impossible to, for you to enter
Sophar. 你不可能来到以堂那个地方。
Nor will you come to Etham.
所以我开头说，这是基督徒开始走路必须要认识的一个点。
Therefore, I said, this is the very first point that all the Christians have to come to understand.
脱离了南塞，你才有可能朝向迦南地而去。
Only when you are away from Ramses, then it's possible to, for you to walk further onto Succoth.
而这个南塞这个字呢，它意思呢，是叫做太阳神。
Ramses simply means the god of sun.
太阳神就是埃及人所拜的一个偶像。
And that's the idol that the old Egyptians worship.
什么是偶像呢？
And what is an idol?
偶像就是一种虚假的东西。
That's something that's full of false things.
一种不真实的事物。
That thing that's not real.
所以以色列百姓他们生活在南塞，也就是说他们生活在一种虚假里面。
So as Israelites live in Ramses, they are actually living in falsehood.
这个偶像，这个虚假，不是那些木头造的、石头造的那些偶像。
Now this falsehood is not an idol made by wood or stone.
他们生活在南塞，就是活在那个虚假、虚空的底下。
When they lived in Ramses, they simply lived in falsehood. They simply lived in vanity.
没有真正的满足。
They did not have the real satisfaction.
因为虚空的事情不能满足我们里面真正的需要。
Because vanity can never satisfy our true need.
他们在那不过服侍那些短暂的事物而已。
They were simply serving all those temporary matters.
这就是传道书所告诉我们的。
This is what Ecclesiastes tells us.
在日光之下，所做一切事情都是虚空，都是捕风。
Vanity and vanity, everything under the heaven is grasping for the wind.
最后一无所得。
In the end, nothing exists.
所得了不过一死而已。
What you really obtain, that's your death.
弟兄们，每次我参加人的安息聚会的时候。
Brothers and sisters, every time when I go to a funeral service,
对我里面都是个很大一个提醒。
It's always a great reminder to me.
一方面看见人生的虚空。
On the one hand, I see all the vanity, the emptiness of this life.
不管你在地上是怎样一种人。
Regardless of with what kind of person you are in this world.
最后什么都没有留的带去，都是留下来。
In the end, you bring nothing along with you. Everything is left behind.
所以我觉得最虚空的时候呢，就是参加丧事聚会。
So whenever I go to a funeral service, that's the time I experience the most vanity, emptiness.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
每一次的参加这个聚会，里面给我更大的提醒。
Every time after the service, I also greatly reminded
要追求那永远的，那才是真实。
That I need to pursue after the thing that endures,
那才是有价值的。
And that is meaningful.
主耶稣基督就是那真实者。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the true, real one.
所以使徒约翰写信给教会的时候。
So as Apostle John writes to the churches.
他说我们知道神的儿子已经来到地上。
He's saying that we know that the Son of God has come to the world.
且将智慧赐给我们。
Has given us this understanding.
使我们认识那真实者。
So we could know that real one.
我们也在那个真实里面，就是真神，就是永生。
And also in whom we are, and also this real one is the true living God.
然后底下他有句话。
And then he says something next.
他说：“小子啊，你们要自守眼僻。”偶像
Little ones, keep yourself from idols.
我想使徒在那里讲到眼闭偶像，不是讲他们拜那些石头造的那些假神。
I believe that when the apostle says that, keep yourself from idols. He's not talking about idols made of wood or stone.
你们要保守自己，避开那些虚假的事物。
Keep yourself from all the falsehood.
因为只有神的儿子他才是真实者。
Only the Son of God, the Messenger of God, is the real one.
他才是我们所追求的一个目标。
He is the very purpose of all of our pursuit.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗的人生。
Brother and sister, this is Paul's life.
当他蒙恩得救以后。
After he's saved by grace.
他说先前与我有益的。
He says that what is profitable for me,
现在都因着基督耶稣看为有损的。
What was profitable for me now because of Jesus Christ, I count them as loss.
我也认识耶稣基督为我至宝。
And I believe I recognize Jesus Christ as the most treasurable thing.
保没有蒙恩得救之前，许多事物对他来说好像都是有益处的。
Now before Paul was saved, so many things seemed to be gain for him.
他在犹太教里面在为他们祖宗遗传在那边大花热心。
Now in Judaism and for his forefathers, he was so zealous.
他不是那些不是一些他不是爱世界上的人。
He wasn't the one who loved the world.
他乃是好像是那个爱神热心服侍神的一个人。
He was the one who loved his God and zealously serving him.
但是有一天他蒙恩得救，他眼睛被打开了。
But one day after he was saved, after his eyes are enlightened,
他看见原来那些宗教事物仍然是虚空的。
He sees that all the religious matters are simply vain.
是虚假的。
They are simply falsehood.
现在他把那些当作有损。
Now they count them as loss.
什么才是对他真正有益处的呢？
Then what's the true profitable thing for him?
只有主耶稣基督。
It's only the Lord Jesus.
因为他是真实的。
Lord Jesus Christ is real.
所以他写信给哥林帖撒罗尼迦教会也是这样说。
So this is how he writes to Thessalonian church.
他说你们离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
You have forsaken the idols to serve the true and living God.
所以以色列百姓他们离开南塞。
Now Israelites left Ramses.
神一开头就告诉他们说，他们要神要把他们呼召出来了，是要服侍神。
And God in the beginning told them that God had called them to serve Him.
所以南塞他们必须要离开。
Therefore, they had to leave.
他们要离开那个人看为最好的事物。
They have to leave the very best things that people would regard.
他们要离开那个世界上人看为满足的东西。
They have to leave all the things that to the world is their satisfaction.
他们要离开那个虚假的事物。
They have to leave all the false matters.
服侍那个又真又活的神。
To serve the true and living God.
用什么？这是我们今天地上开始走路的时候，头一个要认识、要学习的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very first thing as we set our spiritual journey, the things that we have to learn.
然后他们离开南塞以后，他们进到头一个站就苏哥。
Now after the left Ramsey, the very stop they came across is Sokka.
苏哥这个希伯来文的意思呢是一个盆子。
In Hebrew, it means booth.
就是临时搭的一个帐篷。
It's a temporary set up a booth.
我们知道这个临时搭的这些都是暂时的，住一下休息一下就要把它拆掉，要往前走了。
All this for a temporary purpose that you build it up temporarily and you would rest in it temporarily and in the end you simply take them all down.
所以当他们离开南塞以后，神把他们带到头一个站，要让他们学习认识的是什么呢？
So after Ramsey, what is the stop where God took them to? What is the lesson they have to learn?
不错，这一条旷野是一个大而可怕的旷野。
Yes, this wilderness is a wilderness of, it's a dreadful and awesome desert.
有许多艰难，有许多难处。
So many difficulties and with so many afflictions.
但这不过是暂时的。
But all these are temporary.
他们该住的地方，那永远的地方就是迦南。
Their eternal place, the where they would abide forever, is the land of Canaan.
那是他们要生活的一个所在。
And that's where they would conduct their living.
所以这一站所要说明的是让他们看见在地上不过是寄居，是客旅。
So this stop is telling them that their life in this world, they should conduct themselves as pilgrims, as exiles.
我们知道客旅寄居这个生活，在旧约列祖的心中思想里面已经有这样的认识。
We know that this thought of living as strangers and exiles is already being planted in the fathers of Israel.
当雅各从来到下到埃及来见法老的时候
，When Jacob left land of Canaan and came to Egypt to see Pharaoh，
他对法老人说：“我在世寄居130岁。”
He said, "In this world, I am 130 years old."
虽然又苦又短，我在地上不过是寄居的，是客旅的。
Even though the life is short and builder, then I know that I'm an exile, I'm a pilgrim.
所以在雅各的思想里面已经有这个寄居客旅的生活了，认识。
So in Jacob thought he already had this understanding of
being
an
exile
pilgrim, even so with King David.
当他在那里为神预备圣殿所要建造的各种材料以后,
now after he's prepared all the materials to build this holy temple,
他在那里称颂神。
There he's praising God.
他说我算什么？我名算什么？
What am I? What is my people?
我们竟能乐意奉献。
That willingly we would offer to God.
万物都是从你而来的。
All things come from you.
我们将你所得，将你，我们把将你所得的再奉献给你。
We are simply offer back to you what you've already given to us.
啊，他底下说我们在。你的面前不过是寄居是客旅
and in your presence we are simply strangers and exiles
像我们列祖一样
just like our forefathers
我们在世的日子好像如影而不能长存
the lives of this world is simply like a shadow that can never last long
所以在大卫心中已经有这样寄居客旅的生活的一个思想
so in David's heart he always hasThis notion of being an exile and a pilgrim.
到新约这更清楚更明亮。
Now when it comes to New Testament, this thought has become more clear and more bright.
这些有信心的列祖们，原来他们在那等候一座有根基的。
All the fathers of faith, they are waiting for a city.
他们在那羡慕那更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
They are longing for a better homestead that's in heaven.
他们知道他们在地上不过是寄居，是搭帐篷的生活。
They know that. On earth, they are exiles. They are living in under the tabernacles.
这个搭帐篷的生活也是说到用信心的生活。
And this life of tabernacles speaks of the life of faith.
因为他们盼望他们是将来的。
Because what they're hoping for is in the future.
所以当人有这样的思想认识的时候
，When men have this kind of understanding and this kind of concept.
彼得告诉我们说
And then Peter tells us.
那么这个寄居客旅的生活应该是怎样一种生活
Then what kind of life of this exile and the pilgrim should be?
他说你应该有敬畏心在度地上寄居的生活
You should live this exile life in the fear of God.
就是说在地上过一个敬畏神的一个生活
You should conduct yourself in the fear of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见以色列百姓他们从埃及出来了。
So brothers and sisters, we see here that Israelites left Egypt.
神告诉他们说，这条旷野不过是暂时的。
And God's telling them this wilderness is simply temporary.
永远乃是在迦南那里。
Your the future forever stays in Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，当蒙恩得救以后，神也要把这样的事情。
So brothers and sisters, after we are saved by grace, God will also reveal this matter.
当我们开始过基督徒生活，我们的确是从死亡、从世界里面出来的。
As we start living our Christian life, we know that we're coming out of death and we're coming out of the darkness.
神要把我们带到苏哥这个地方。
God wants to lead us to the land of Sodom.
让我们看见，原来地上不过是寄居，是客旅。
So we see that on earth we are simply exiles, we are simply strangers.
因为我们已经得到那个不震动的果
Because we have received the immovable kingdom
所以使徒那个希伯来书告诉我们说因着得到这个不震动的果
So the writer of the Hebrews tells us that since we have received this immovable kingdom
我们要用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神
We should serve him with reverence and godliness
照着神所喜悦来侍奉他
And serve God, pleasing to Him.
用什么？这是一个寄居的生活该有的态度。
Brother and sister, this is the right kind of attitude of a life of exile, a life of stranger.
因为我们在地上的日子不能够存，不能一直存留。
Because the days on earth can never last.
有一天都要过去。
When did they all pass?
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们要谨慎行事。
Therefore, Paul says we have to live circumspectly.
我们要爱惜光阴。
We have to redeem the time.
我们要做一个智慧人，不要做糊涂人。
We have to be wise, not foolish.
我们要明白主的旨意。
We have to understand the will of God.
用什么？当蒙恩得救以后，神就要把这个事情启示在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved by grace, God will. Reveal all these things to us.
让我们人生开始有一个不同的一个态度。
So that the outlook of our life will be different. We will have a different attitude.
这不过是寄居，不过是客旅的生活。
Because we are simply leading a life of exiles and pilgrims.
所以当他们往苏哥去的时候
，as they were moving towards Succoth，
然后他们又离开苏哥。
They arrived there and then they left there again.
他们来到第二站就是以堂这个地方。
They came to the second stop, Etham.
以堂这个字的意思呢，乃是与他们同在。
Which means that God is with them.
感谢神，一开始的时候，神就把这件事情向他们解释了。
We thank God that from the very beginning, God has explained all these things to them.
这一条旷野道路乃是神与你们同在。
That is that God will be with them in the way of wilderness.
所以为什么底下马上提到营柱火柱常常引导他们呢？
And then right away the Bible mentions that the pillar of fire of cloud continually guiding them.
原来以堂就是神与他们同在。
Because at Ethan, which that simply means that God is with them.
神在这里 让他们认识经历到一件事情，神与你们同在。
Now God is showing them that God is telling them that God is with them.
神拯救他们离开埃及。
God saved them out of Egypt.
神带领他们走前面的道路。
And God is leading them forward.
在日间有营柱。
By day, they will see this pillar of fire.
弟兄姊妹，日间乃是讲到一个试炼的日子。
Now, by day, it tells us that these are the days of trials.
特别在旷野那个一个大太阳底下，实在是一个熬炼人的一种生活。
Especially under the scorching sun, it is the life of a test.
我们感谢神，在那里有营柱遮盖他们，保护他们。
And we thank the Lord there, God would give them the pillar of cloud to shadow them to protect them.
让他们在炎热的天气底下仍然能够继续走路。
So in such a scorching day, they can continue to move forward.
继续往前。
Keep going.
继续向着神所应许的美地而去。
Marching toward the pleasant land of God's promise.
用什么说？我们在地上的道路难免会遇到许多艰难困苦。
Brothers and sisters, we always will come encounter some difficulties in this world.
许多遇到许多不容易的环境和遭遇。
It's unavoidable that you will encounter some adversity.
但是一开始神就要让我们知道。
But in the very beginning, God wants us to know.
神会用营柱来保护我们。
God will protect us with a pillar of cloud.
神会用营柱来带领我们。
He will lead us with it.
因为我们是他所拯救的人。
Because we are redeemed by Him.
用什么？如果是我们一开头有这样认识的时候，当我们遇到许多难处的时候，我们仍然能够在安息里面来跟随他。
Brothers and sisters, if you have this understanding, then you will have the rest to follow Him alone, even though you would encounter some difficulties and adversities.
我们不会像以色列百姓遇到难处的时候，他们就想回埃及去。
We would not be like Israelites. Once they encounter difficulties, all they could think of is to go back.
感谢神，诗篇二十三篇，我们都是非常喜欢的一篇诗。
We thank God that Psalm 23 is so much liked by almost all of us.
虽然我们行过死荫的幽谷，却不遭害。
Though I walk through the valley of death, I shall not fear.
因为你杖、你的竿安慰了我。
Because your rod, your staff have comforted me.
我们感谢神，在这条道路上，他一直的保护我们。
We thank God that in this way, God has always been protecting us.
因为我们是他重价所买赎回来的。
Because we are bought at a price.
在夜间。也有火柱来引领他们。
By night, God will lead them with the pillar of fire.
有时候我们在属灵光景落到一个黑暗里面。
Sometimes, we are so spiritually low in darkness.
好像前面一片的漆黑，看不见路。
As though it's all darkness ahead of us, could not see
the way. 感谢神在那里有火柱。
But we thank God that there is this pillar of fire.
照亮前面的道路。
Enlightening the way for us.
让我们在黑暗里面仍然能继续往前走。
So even in darkness, we can still move forward.
在黑暗里面，我们仍然相信他继续引导我们。
Even in darkness, we believe that he will continue to guide us.
因为他不把我们带到路中，他不罢休。
Because he will never rest unless he leads us to the final goal.
用什么？我们有时候在属灵道路上，常常难免会落到属灵的荒凉里面，属灵黑暗里面。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes it's unavoidable that we would fall into the spiritual darkness, spiritual low as we walk in the way.
遇到许多不顺利的事情，让我们整个灵下沉。
We would encounter so many adverse matters that, so that our spirit is really low.
好像落到黑暗的里面。
As though we're now in darkness.
里面没有光。
Without any light.
不知道该如何走前面的路。
Not knowing how to move forward.
但是我们感谢神，他允许我们用火柱来带领我们。
But we thank God that He's promised that He will lead us with His pillar of fire.
火柱、云柱永远不离开我们。
Pillar of fire and cloud will never depart from us.
日间也可以走路，夜间也可以走路。
So we can walk by day or by night.
总是叫我们不停顿在那旷野。
Always will never stop in the wilderness.
用什么？这是拯救以色列的神。
Brother and sister, this is the God that has saved Israelites.
他既然拯救他们，他就负他们一切责任。
Since He has saved them, then He takes all the responsibility.To save them to the very end.
So we 看见以后他们经过旷野许多环境的时候。
So we see that even though they all the Israelites continue to go through different difficulties in the wilderness.
虽然他们是那么不信。
Even though they did not believe in him.
他们是满了背叛的心。
Full of the rebellious heart.
但是神仍然供应他们。
God continued to provide for them.
生命记告诉我们说他们经过四十年的道路。
Deuteronomy tells us that even though they've gone through 40 years in the wilderness,
衣服鞋子都没有破。
The shoes have never been worn out on them.
这都是说明神负责供应他们所有需要。
It all tells us that God takes all the responsibility to supply their needs.
弟兄姊妹，这是以堂所要启示出来的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the city of Ethan wants to reveal to us.
所以主耶稣说，告诉他门徒说，我去是以你们有益的。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples that it is profitable for me to go.
因为我去就差遣保惠师来。
Because when I go, I will send forth the Comforter.
他永远与你们同在。
He will abide with you forever.
他永远不会离开你们。
He will never depart from you.
保惠师在我们里面引领我们走该走的道路。
And this Comforter will lead us.In the way that we're supposed to walk.
保惠师圣灵在里面给我们亮光，给我们启示。
And this helper will give us this light within us and give us this revelation.
让我们能够走属灵的道路。
So that we are able to walk in this.
让我们不会落在黑暗里面。
We will not fall into darkness.
我们感谢主，云柱火柱永远不离开他们。
And we thank the Lord that this pillar of fire and cloud will never leave Israelites.
这是拯救以色列神。
And this is the very God who has saved Israel.
这是拯救我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is the Lord Jesus Christ who has saved us.
他要带领我们走这人生的道路。
He will lead us in this way of life.
在走这个旷野世界的道路。
And live in this wilderness in this world.
虽然这是一个可怕的道路。
Although this is a dreadful path.
满有许多的试探网罗在那里等着我们。
Him with temptations and snares awaiting us.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
只要我们学习用信心来跟随他。
We have to learn by faith to follow Him.
我们就可以经过各种环境。
Then we're able to go through all kinds of
things. 我们就可以朝着神所应许的美地而去。
We are marching toward the pleasant land of His promise.
那才是真正的美地。
And that is the true, pleasant, beautiful land.
因为只有在那里，我们才能得到真正的享受和满足。
Because only in there we will receive the true satisfaction and all the enjoyment.
因为在那里一无所缺。
Because there lacks nothing.
只有主耶稣基督才能真正满足我们需要。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy all our needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要需要从兰塞起行。
Brothers and sisters, let's set out from Ramses.
我们也需要来到苏格。
Let us come to Succoth.
当我们来到以堂的时候。
Even when we come to Ethan.
我们就看见。
We will see this.
神实在是爱我们。
God loves us so dearly.
在一生的道路上，他都与我们同在。
In our life, He is with us.
我们就没有惧怕。
Then we fear nothing.
我们就可以把我们自己更多交托给他。
Then we could even give more of us to Him.
好，叫我们能够好好走这一条旷野世界的道路。
So that we could walk well in this way of wilderness, in this earthly way.
在地上过寄居客旅的生活。
And lead a life of exiles and pilgrims.
往那应许美地而去。
Marching toward the beautiful land of His promise.
这样子我们在地上才能够有安息。
Only in such a way that we would ever have this rest.
这样在地上我们才享受真正的满足。
And right here on earth, we will enjoy all the satisfaction.
并且将来我们才能与基督一同在那里作王掌权。
And then in the age to come, we will together reign with our Lord.
享受那永远的荣耀。
Enjoying this glorious forever.
这是以色列百姓开始的一些经历。
This is a very beginning experience of the Israelites.
也必须也是我们开始走基督徒道路开始该有的学习和认识。
And there are also the necessary understanding and lessons that we have to master as we set out our spiritual journey.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管我们信主年日多久。
So, brothers and sisters, regardless of the years that you have been saved.
若是我们还没有从南塞出来。
If you haven't come out from the Ramsey,
我们今天就可以从南塞出来。
Today, come out from there.
若是我们从这里出来以后。
After you come out from there,
你会慢慢看见。
And gradually you will see.
神要把你带到苏格。
That God will lead you into Succoth.
你们眼睛会看见，在地上不过是聚集，是客旅。
Your inner eyes will be unveiled, and then you see that you're living a life of exile.
好像是一种不稳定的一种生活。
Although it's unsteady life.
但是我们经过苏哥，我们来到以堂。
But after Succoth, we'll come to Ethan.
我们看见神与我们同在。
And there we see that the Lord is with us.
我们就不再惧怕。
We will not fear.
我们不再孤单。
We are not alone.
因为他一定会带领我们走前面的道路。
Because for sure, He will lead us to move on.
把我们最终带到迦南地。
Ultimately, we will enter the land of Canaan.
因为这是他拯救我们的目的。
Because this is the very purpose why He saved us.
他旨意总要成就在我们身上。
His will be done in us.
只要我们学习用信心来跟随。
As long as we learn to follow Him by faith.
让求主是恩待我们。
Oh, may the Lord be gracious to us all.
巴不得我们真是从南塞都出来。
If only all of us could leave Ramsey.
从世界人看为美好许多事物里面。
To come out of all the wonderful things that the world regard as, and receive the freedom we
look forward.
Every stop we go to, there we experience, we learn more of God. And every experience will become our true benefit.
望求神恩待他自己的话。
May the Lord, may God, be gracious to His own word.
爸爸，叫这些话继续在我们身上做工。
So His word can continue to work in us.
好像他旨意最终能成就在我们身上。
So that in the end, His will be done in us.
好，请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
Brother, would you please, say the prayer to conclude this message?
可以 bow for a word of prayer?
You have bow, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
Chinese.
请我们大家低头，我们有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
Lord, truly, we just want to thank you for the words that you've imparted to us.
主啊，我们真是感谢你在所栽种的道。
And Lord, we ask that you would place this desire in our hearts.
主啊，求您给我们这样的盼望。
That we would want to leave Ramses.
That 我们要离开兰塞
So that we can enter the promised land.
让我们能够进入那应许之地
Lord, we also thank you for helping us realize that everything in this world is vanity.
主啊，也谢谢您让我们知道世上的一切都是虚空
That when we leave this world, Lord, there's truly nothing that we can take with us.
当我们离开这世界的时候，我们什么也带不走
So Lord, we ask that you would remind us every day. That may we just not store up treasures on this earth where moth and rust destroy, Lord.
主啊，求你天天来提醒我们，不要在地上积攒财业，因为在这里有贼偷，也有虫咬。
But that we would store up treasures in heaven.
而是我们将积财宝在天上。
For truly, Lord, our salvation is the only thing that we can take when we leave.
是的，主，唯有我们的拯救。才是唯一我们能够带走的东西。
And truly, Lord, just may we continue to count all things as lost so we can realize the surpassing value of knowing you.
主啊，真是让我们知道我们看万事都为损，唯有认识耶稣基督为我们的至宝。
Lord, truly, just and thank you, Lord, for reminding us that despite all the difficulties and trouble we may face.
主啊，谢谢您再次提醒我们，虽然我们可能遭遇各样的困难与痛苦。
That you are still our pillar of fire.
你永远是我们那云柱与火柱。
And please help us to remember that no matter what difficult times may come.
帮助我们记得，不管将来有遇到什么样的难处。
That we would not turn back to Ramses.
我们不会转回归向南塞。
I truly want to thank you that even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
主啊，谢谢您提醒我们，我们虽然经过死荫幽谷。
That we will fear no evil.
我们也不怕遭害。
For you are with us.
因为你与我们同在。
Thank you for your rod and your staff.
谢谢你的杖，谢谢你的竿。
Which comforts us all.
它都安慰我。
Lord, we ask that you would truly write these words in our hearts.
哦，主啊，真是把这些话写在我们的心上。
And thank you, Lord. We give the rest of this time into your hands.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们将其他以下的时间仍然交在主手里。
We pray all this in your holy and precious name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. We thank the Lord for His message.
我们真是感谢主给我们这样的信息。
Now, if you will all open up your bulletins with me.